Introduction to World Building. Every novel creates a unique world in which the reader lives while reading the book. While some authors may feel that the idea of world building only applies to speculative fiction, the fact is that every author, even those writing contemporary fiction set in real locations, picks and chooses what to show and what to leave out. This creates a specific experience of that place which is qualitatively different from what that reader would experience if he or she were there in person. So as writers, we are all world builders. In this class, we are going to dig into many of the nuances of world building which can make your world more believable and one to which the reader wants to return. The importance of setting. You can think of fiction as being a narrative of someone doing something to solve some problem somewhere. The someone we call character. The something we call plot. The somewhere is the setting. Sadly, character and plot often are at the forefront of a writer's thoughts, and setting is an afterthought, if it gets any thought at all. However, the setting is the invisible character in your story. Could Huckleberry Finn take place anywhere but on a raft floating up the Mississippi River in the antebellum South? Would Oliver Twist work if Oliver were raised in a suburban foster home instead of a Victorian orphanage or workhouse? Those settings shape the stories as much as the characters and the actions which create the plot. Overview of setting. This will be an in-depth course, and each of the following may have more than one lesson, but here are the specific subdivisions for the course. Physical setting. This is what most people think about when they consider setting, and I'll be looking at many of the different aspects of physical setting, including geography, topography, climate, architecture, and the sensual side: sight, smell, touch, sound, taste. Temporal setting. This includes the historical period, the time of the year, and even the time of day. We will spend some time on how to research historical periods to be sure that your setting is realistic and accurate. Cultural setting. Culture is the shared belief, traditions, activities, objects, and expectations of a group of people. Most of us are members of multiple cultures. Ethnicity, membership in a certain club or organization, religion, even activities like playing video games or riding motorcycles give us membership in different cultures. We will look in depth at what a culture is, how it can be defined, and look at some distinctions between different classifications of cultures, such as high context and low context, other-oriented, and individual-oriented. If you are going to create a culture, you need to have some understanding about how cultures differ. Institutional setting. I spent 35 years of my life in academia. Before that, I was in broadcasting. I have worked in churches and large corporations, and each of these have certain unique characteristics. If, like me, you write mysteries, a murder investigation on a military base is going to proceed quite differently from one at a college, which will be different than one in a prison. Social setting. Having dinner with friends to celebrate your birthday is not the same as having a dinner with the same people at the same restaurant to discuss a business deal. Social contexts of human interaction provide a different type of setting. Each social setting has its own meta rules, expectations, behaviors, rituals, and language. Magical setting. This is specific to those writing fantasy. Some beginning writers treat magic as a form of omnipotence and the deus ex machina to get a writer out of trouble when he or she paints the protagonist into a literary corner. The best fantasy novels, though, set a limit on the use of magic. Iron might prevent a magic spell from penetrating a room. Magic rebounds when used to kill or injure. Magic can only work with certain hand gestures, spells, or songs. These are common ways to limit magic. The magical landscape must have limits and consistency. If a spell cannot work in a lead-lined room in Chapter 5, it can't do so in Chapter 37, unless something changes. Science and technology. For science fiction stories, this is a significant part of the story. I write stories about a colony that's set in an underground cavern on the moon. Periodically, some plot point will turn on the moon having only 1/6 the gravity of Earth. This produces many elements of the story. Lunar natives, for instance, can't go back to Earth because their bones would be too brittle. People glide on the lunar landscape. A popular sport is crater skimming. Someone is crater skimming and cuts a hole in their moon suit, becoming seriously injured. Is it a manufacturing flaw, a skimmer's misstep, or might it be sabotage and murder? For believable science fiction, you can't use science like magic. Even stories set in the distant future need to abide by some of the basic rules of nature. Future technology has to have some basis in modern science fiction theory. In this course, we will discuss the science to fiction journey. Well, that's enough to get you started. Your exercise will be to watch a favorite film or TV show with the sound off. Try to get a sense of the world in which that show takes place from visual cues only. Write up a short description. I'll be setting up a Facebook group over the weekend where you can post the results if you want. Look forward to talking to you soon.